My name is Mark. I'm a composer over here in Adepinemit and glad to be here. Another day to draw life on life terms always. So it was funny. I spoke at Better Together meeting on Monday for my anniversary. And when we got to the part of Afterglow, but that a 2 hour parking lot meeting when newcomer or anybody else ask questions, they usually always get 165, 170 people. But that day was it was 217 people. And it felt good because when we were doing the ask, about 50 people asked questions. And I said, wow, I answered all them questions. And it felt good to answer the questions for people. And I truly appreciate it because I thought I probably would not been able to answer some of the questions, but I think I did a kind of good job. I'm 64 years old, and I always weigh 235 pounds always, and it seemed like I've always been that size. And you probably gain a little interest when you sit down, have dinner or lunch or breakfast. Always you're gonna gain, but will you ever get up and exercise that all? Some people will, some people won't. But my life started always in Hartford, Connecticut, always. Well, gonna be 64 years old in April the 27th. I appreciate all three of my, I call them birthdays. My OA birthday, March the 30th, my regular birthday, April the 27th. And my alcohol anonymous birthday is May the 23rd. I love all three of these things because some people think they will not be able to get far in life. But me and my mother, my three older sisters with the same father, my one brother from him too. But I got two younger sisters from different fathers. I love all of them. They always we always been there for each other. When we went to school, we walked up to the school, block in half. We walked up to the school together with our friends. 25 people could only go into the cafeteria at one time. Only 25. We were the first group. And when we walked in, we sat down, we went up there, got our tray to wait to the person who said, come on, get your breakfast. Wow. We came, we did that out of 25 people cutting trains. Go back a little. Always been healthy, always. The only time I ever been sick, let me see, a hernia, a double hernia. That the only time I ever got surgery done on me. COVID, a lot of people did got sick, but a lot of people died. Why I did? That was a miracle. And like God said, no, Mom, not you yet. Yeah, go on and live this life while I gave to you. Yes, I will. Talking about being a crazy coma. I was in a coma for a day and a half. And if the two secretary, I've probably been dead, talking about talking about a wonderful experience. I would have been there. They called my contact person, what was a cop. He had my key. If anything happened to Mark, you called that cop, my friend. They did. He came in, shout, "Hey, Mark, where is you?" Didn't hear me. Came upstairs and said, "Uh-oh, Mark not answering. Call the ambulance. Still in a coma. Did not get out of that coma for a day and a half. They, when I woke up in the hospital, my mother was in there already. She, they wind up, came into the hospital, back to me when I woke up. My sister and my doctor came in and say, you, they really did not want to do this because how close me and my mother was that I would not go on set. They all, my sister only were there to hold me when they told me my mother had passed away. Hurting me that All right, y'all, I am a mother boy. I don't care because mother would never, she was always there for me, and I appreciate her doing that. She would deal when people made fun of me, but I did not run to her because somebody said you retarded, so what? Mother said, "Hey, do things for me." When somebody do that, that wonderful word, thank you, or I love you. They gonna think I'm really crazy if I ever ask that, but it might work better than to knock them out because Mark took martial arts when he was 7 years old. Wow. And I really love it. I love photography too. I love riding my bike. I go hiking. And my most favorite thing I love to do is, oh man, volunteer. I volunteer a lot. Children's Hospital, the one in the one in where I live at, off of Connecticut, the one in Manhattan, New York, and the one in Philadelphia. Those are the two biggest children's hospital. The biggest one. Everybody might say in New York and not. The most biggest children hospital is in Philadelphia. It's huge. But I hate seeing people children. Children. They're supposed to be what I did not have, a childhood. I did not have childhood. Childhood did not come to, I got help at the age of 10 years old. Mark isolated, Mark threw up, but oh, I got there. 25 people eating breakfast and lunch. I the only one threw up. Everybody know Mark. Everybody, Mr. Woolley even said it. The principal, the nurse said it. My medical doctor said it. And other people who is in my circle. I said, not Mark. Mark, help me. Mark, do not get sick like that. Wow. Yeah, I'm human. Everybody gets sick. Don't matter what kind of illness. Mark got sick. Mark went to the hospital. Doctor said me to come back on Saturday. Ugh. That hardly happened in my life. I doing something. I'm outside having fun. Wow. Come back on Saturday, Mark. Mother said, okay. I had to. Mother brought me back doctor went through the cafeteria, then Mark eat this. And see what happened. Wow, 10 minutes later, I threw up. They were thinking, doctor, and my mother was thinking that, yeah, he got something. Yeah, my mother thought about something. I said, this is some, at the doctor, what is anorexia and bulimic? My sister had that. Do you think Mark got it? He thought about that. Wow, yeah, anorexia and bulimic. He said, yeah. Let Willie find out what happened when he said that. Come back to treatment on Monday after school. I did. And said, I came back. And then he gonna put our doctor gonna preach to me and 9 other people. And said, our hospital would not be treating you and helping you because of certain things me and other people had another type of illness. What hospital really did not know about. They knew the most person who always do up like that was a model. Model did that because they wanted to look so pretty and skinny. And that do Mark, do you think Mark gonna have that? When those two OA people came in, husband, wife, they sat down with us. They first said, hey, all of y'all gonna say your name and say your illness. And we said, no problem. And we did. We went around the room to tell our illness. When they heard some of us saying we think we might be a bulimic, wow. We will be going in the hospital van to meet and to listen to other people who got that illness in the meeting. We went in. We went in, we sat down. Couldn't talk because we were too young. Said, heard other people talk about it. When it got to mine, two people had minds, Benina and Russell. They talked about it. Couldn't talk long about it because 3 minutes not long. And wind up, they talked about it. I said, One of them looked at me and said, you puzzled about something, Mark? I said, yeah. I need to sit down with one of y'all people to learn more about it. They both of them said, we both will help you. And just call up or come back to the meeting probably make early and we will explain a little bit more to you. And they did. And I wind up, they had it. And then, but one of them said, it's another illness called exercise bulimia. And I said, well, exercise bulimia. Since I did a lot of exercising, my sensei and other people got tired of me. What they got tired of me for? Every time I would look in a stupid mirror, a lot of people do this, some people do this. And say, I'm fat. Wow, no, I'm not fat. I work out. I got muscles. Wow. And I kept saying it, but I said it loud. Oh, that rude, noisy person. And since they put up with it sometimes and said, might you need to not say it out loud? And calm down. We here for you. When I got 17 years old, I said, hey, doctor, hey, sponsors, hey, I'm 17. Can I go meet by myself? I said, yeah. All of you probably could. But they told me, they go for it. Come back and tell us about it. And I did. Went by myself. Learn more about it. And then my life tend to change. I said, wow. I told my mother that I'm going to a meeting in Manchester, Connecticut. And she said, go for it.
5-minute gentle reminder.
Thank you, my friend. They wind up told me about it. Then my mother, I told her about it. And the one thing I saw people doing inside a meeting, before the meeting, in the meeting, at the meeting, they were taking people's hand. They was told me when I was a child that a good thing when you see somebody doing that a good thing, and I kept that in my head. So yes, that is a good thing. They're smiling because they don't have to suffer no more. They don't have to be a they don't have to purr no more. They don't have to be in isolation no more. And they is happy. I wanted it. And it was a wonderful thing. How important these stuff is. They is important. The decision is important. The concept is important. The principle is important. The 92 of recovery was in my favorite. Wow, they all important. First three steps, some people would say multi-time in Acronym. The first three steps is how to work. What are you talking about? First three steps is how to work? Yeah, these are three most important things. Some meeting, I don't see the meeting no more. We stay on the first three steps till we get it. They do not jump off it. They do the first three steps. And I said, yeah, it might be how it works. But 4 to 10, talking about killer defenses. How can I get rid of the killer defense out of my life? To y'all. That's the part I love about humans. Yeah, God probably know how to do all of that, but he can he will not talk to me. Yeah, he talking to me in prayer. Yes, I talking back to him in meditation. Wow, and wind up. I started cleaning up myself, all the character defects out of my life. I'm not gonna get rid of it because I'm human. Even the most sacred people in the world, born again Christians. I am a born again Christian. It's hard to not sin or do something wrong. Yeah, I do. I'm human. I don't want to because I want to love everybody. And I start cleaning up my life. And I want to name my killer defenses. Of getting cleaned out. I said, man, it's nasty stuff called castor oil. It is bitter. It is nasty, but it cleans you out. And that was the step. Don't get a defense from 4 to 10 will do for me. I love it. Spotjack inventory is in my life because I've used Spotjack inventory inside step 10. As a let me see, as acid plant. Wow, why are they playing acid plants at fellowship? Three of them. It only was six, y'all. Six. Playing the eating and writing, acid plant was not there. Got rid of the arsenic from being the two. They put playing the eating. I think a lot of y'all love to write. Wow, writing came in. And people cling to it in meetings on what y'all do on footstep meeting.
One
Y'all
minute
got,
till reminder.
and yeah, y'all got a lot of this on footstep, two-way prayer. I go to three of them. I appreciate it where everybody gets together. We sitting down, we reading the daily readers, and we going down for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and some of them is 20 minutes. We sit down and have meditation. And then we get and talk about how we felt hearing the meditation or the daily reading. But all of y'all know I do service with. I do not come to a meeting and not do something. I always do something. Is it mandatory? No, it's not. You don't have to. But put it this way, like Mikey said, Mikey eat anything. Try it. I know Julie said it sometime in a meeting. Other y'all other people in here does it too. We will teach you. Did my time. Glad to be here. Glad to see y'all. And I love you today. Have a birthday. Goodbye.